Farm inflation, prices surge for chickens, eggs, wheat, corn, and milk. By John Carney on June 1, 2022. Prices paid to American farmers for crops and livestock continued to soar in April. Data released by the Department of Agriculture on Tuesday showed. The index of prices received for agricultural production was up 5.1% compared with a month earlier. Compared with a year ago, prices of U.S. agricultural products are up 28%. The index for crops rose 1.7% in April and is up 17% compared with April of 2021. The livestock index jumped 8% from March and is up 40% compared with a year ago. Food grains, including corn and wheat, were up 2.8% for the month and 45% compared with a year ago. Feed grain prices increased 7.8% from the prior month and 33% from a year ago. The poultry and egg index jumped 22% from March and 94% from a year earlier. The April market egg price, at $2.21 per dozen, is 81.0 cents higher than March and $1.64 higher than April 2021. The price of chickens raised for meat, at $1.05 per pound, is 15.3 cents higher than March and 49.7 cents higher than a year ago. At 95.3 cents per pound, the April turkey price is 2.5 cents higher than the previous month and 18.5 cents higher than April 2021. Milk prices climbed 4.12% in April and are up 47% compared with a year earlier. The costs faced by farmers are rising as well. April prices paid index for commodities and services, interest, taxes, and farm wage rates rose 1.0% from March 2022 and 14% from April 2021. Higher prices in April for complete feeds, other services, nitrogen, and feed grains more than offset lower prices for feeder pigs, LP gas, gasoline, and supplements. Fruit and nut prices rose 6.6% from March but are down 4.6% from a year earlier. Price increases during April for strawberries, grapefruit, and apples more than offset price declines for oranges. According to the Department of Agriculture, prices rose for tomatoes, potatoes, broccoli, and cucumbers while falling for lettuce, celery, cauliflower, and onions. The index for vegetables dropped 27% compared with March but remains 39% above last year's level.